Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. This time we're going to look at another antidote to fear. Again, an antidote is something that cancels out, something that you give somebody to cancel out a poison from, let's say, like a bee or a snake bite or something like that. And what we want to look at this time is faith. Now, faith is, there's also something about faith that is similar to fear. And we want to look at that a bit here. So, one of the things that is about faith and fear that is similar is that they both are looking into the future. So, they're both looking at something that has not happened yet. And they're both projecting their emotions into something that they believe will take place. Or in the case of fear, they're afraid will take place. So faith and fear are both projected in the future. It's about some future event. And on the side of fear, you're afraid of, again, maybe you're afraid of the collapse of the economy, or you're afraid of getting hurt, you're afraid of getting involved in a vehicle accident, you're afraid of flying and some of those things. And all those things is because your concern or fear of some harm that might come upon you in the future. And then faith is also the same way, but faith propels you on. Faith also looks in the future, and it says that, whatever it might be, because you believe God, or even let's say in the natural. I mean, you could look at, for instance, somebody that is afraid of flying. You could look at that, for example. So all you have to do is look at the statistics, and, there's lots of people that are afraid of flying that have no fear at all of driving down the road at 60, 70, 80 miles per hour. And all you need to do is look at the statistics and you see that flying is actually safer than driving on the road. There's more people, the percentage of people that are driving, there's a higher percentage of them that get hurt, injured, or killed on the road than whatever get injured or killed from flying. So when you look at the statistics and you have faith in those statistics and you have faith, that also can help in canceling out your fear. Just a little bit of common sense, a little bit of logic will help in canceling out fear. Or let's say, for instance, if a child might be afraid to go out in the dark because they're afraid of a bear. And well, if you can just tell them that, for the last however many years, nobody's been hurt by a bear in this area for maybe 100 years or whatever it might be. And if they have faith in what you're saying, that can help to overcome their fear, to cancel out their fear. Now, in the spiritual, it can be the same way. There's things that we believe that will help to cancel out our fear in the spiritual sense as well. So, let's say, for instance, we could look at something like Romans 8:28, I think it is, where God says that. Let's just look it up. I'm struggling to quote it correctly here, so we'll just look it up here. 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So when we look at a promise like that, we can say, okay, well, I know that whatever's going to happen to me is going to be, is going to work out for good, because I know that I love God, and so I can move forward in confidence. I don't need to be in fear. And it doesn't mean, reckless, like, I drive recklessly or something like that. there's logic, there's common sense in that, but at the same time, knowing that ultimately God is in control and that nothing's going to be able to happen to me that except that God allows it to happen. And it must first pass through his hands, but he must first have permission. He must first give permission before something's going to happen. And ultimately, God is in control. And so those kind of things can help us, and having faith in those things can help us. We could also look at, let's say, maybe some examples in the Bible. We keep coming back to David. David had faith. David looked at the giant, and he could have been afraid. He should have been afraid. But because of his faith, he moved forward, and he was not afraid, or that faith overcame the fear. And the same way is true. Let's go to Hebrews 11, and we can just look at a few verses there. The beginning there, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for. Again, it's something that's hoped for, so it's projected in the future. It's not something that is right now. It's something that we look forward to, something that is coming. So we have faith. So let's go to... Well, let's look at verse 7. Let's look at verse 6 first of all. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Okay, there's the word believe, which is similar to the word faith. So we have faith. We believe that he is, and not only that he is, but that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And when we have faith in God in such a way, we faith that God is good and he has our best in mind, that basically helps us to overcome that fear that would otherwise maybe many times hold us back from accomplishing his will. And it says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Okay, now that's an interesting one. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. So here, there's a sense in which fear was actually a good thing in Noah's life. He was moved with fear. God told him what's going to happen, and that there's going to be a great flood. And so, because of his fear of that flood, he was moved to prepare this ark. And by faith, he did this because God told him to do it. And so, he had faith that this will preserve him. And so the same way is true in the New Testament. The way we enter into the New Covenant is similar to the Ark. It's by faith we enter into this New Covenant, and we believe, because of our, maybe sometimes because of our fear of the coming judgment, we are moved to do something about it. We are moved to believe in this gospel, in this good news that Jesus has brought to us, and that then overcomes our fear of this coming judgment. So by faith, Noah, being warned of God, the same way we are warned, the same we are warned of God of coming judgment, and we, by faith, enter in this ark of the new covenant. It says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should, after receiving for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. So Abraham, because of his faith in God, he believed God. And it even says that he believed God. Another place it says he believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. So by faith, he moved. He moved to another place of country. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And so here, God told him to come, to go away from his kindred, away from his family, and go to a place where he tells him. And Abraham, because of his faith overcame the fear that could have held him back. So let us continually walk in faith. And how will that affect us if we can walk that way? By faith, when we believe God, somebody that's, let's say, a missionary, he believes that God has sent him, and he believes God. And so he believes that if he goes, his God's purpose for him going can be fulfilled, and God will preserve him. Again, God, his life is in God's hands, and he can trust God, and he has faith that he is able, and even that beyond this life, after death, that there is eternal life with God in heaven. And so that faith propels us on against all odds, against obstacles that would ordinarily make us cringe and shrink back in fear. But by faith, we press in because we believe God and his promises. So we're going to end there for this time, and we'll pick it up again another day. Blessings to you all. Thank you for listening in.